Blog Talk Radio.
Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer, and I'm actually joined by our recurring guest and our resident, I don't want to call him a psychic, but our resident future sight individual, Zach. Now, I'll put it to you this way, trying to get this whole episode together, we've been bouncing around from platform to platform, trying to get you guys this content, trying to get him on, trying to have things happen without hiccups, but there seems to always be issues. So let's see if we can try to get Zach on this time. Zach, my man, can you hear me?
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir, finally.
Man, finally, right? Who knows what all that was about?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, man. I don't know. It's weird how you had the other connection. Like, literally, it was like I was talking to you with, like, the worst service ever, and then this one just hung up on me twice. I wasn't sure what was going on, man. But it must be for a reason, and I'm assuming.
That's what we got to do, man. Assume that it's hopefully for a good reason. Hopefully some truth, some wisdom, some knowledge gets out of this broadcast. But, you know, they're going to try everything they can to stop us from coming together, having this kind of fellowship and talking about this type of stuff.
Always, man. It's always the case anymore, it seems. Especially when I'm trying to speak with you one way or another, whether it's the feed, whether it's the IG feed, something weird is always happening. And either you're catching it or I'm catching it. It's, I don't know, man.
Well, that's what I was trying to do with the Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do with the Google Hangouts, to, like, switch it up, see if, because we've already had shows on Instagram Live, Blog Talk
right.
Radio. I don't think we've touched Skype yet, but I wanted to try Google Hangouts, and now it doesn't want to work for us. So it's like every single one has its own set of issues.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, to say the least, just because I'm not familiar with Hangouts, but IG Live and you know, obviously Blog Talk I've done with you before. It just seems like it always runs into something different, and I'm just trying to figure out why. But like I said again, that must be for a good reason, and more so the reason why we should. You know, I'm glad you're sticking with it, with us trying to get on. I'm going to take it as there's something I'm supposed to get out of this. You're going to get out of this, and people will get out of this, and why this is giving us an issue, and that's how I'm going to think of it. So.
Well, it's like what we were talking last week, just about everything, you know, preparation, the kind of always the rift between like what's happening in the news, but at the same time, what's happening like in a wider aspect, like a wider spiritual aspect. And then, you know, it's because this I was trying to get Zach on to basically talk about all kinds of different things that are going on. And we had basically planned this episode last week. And, you know, as soon as it got down to the wire, all kinds of nonsense happen. So I'm sure there's going to be some kind of wisdom that comes out of this, but it's crazy. So for people who are just tuning in who haven't listened to the several other times that you've been on the show, do you want to give them a little bit of a preamp on who you are?
Yeah, sure, man. My name's Zach. On Instagram, who's Zach? WH0S Zach. Just a little background. I have a sports apparel business I've started. I'm a writer, very low-key guy, was born with a lot of different spiritual gifts, it seems, and access that over time has ramped up as I've gotten older, especially within the last couple of years. Been in search of trying to unlock and understand these things, kind of trying to find different grounds and people to share them with. And pretty much just trying to express my gifts. You know, I'm coming from someone who was embarrassed to talk about them, and now I'm proud because I understand, you know, the journey that I have is a unique one, and I haven't met anyone, nothing close to who I am or like I am or what I have. And I also understand that there are people that follow in different steps of mine, but in the same spiritual sense of some type of gift. And I think, you know, being someone like yourself to help allow me to speak on your platform is why I'm always excited, you know, to jump on board with you.
One of the things I like that we do is we talk about the spiritual sensitivity. We talk about the ranges of spiritual gifts. the blessings that we should be grateful for that we have like every day, and how honored we should be to be like be in these times. Like as crazy as everything is, you know, the fact that we can have again discussions like this, reach across, literally across the country, to try to like pull some kind of truth, some kind of strength, and some kind of understanding about all this type of stuff. I feel like to me, you know, that's the highest honor of all. I tell people all the time, you know, it is an honor to be involved in people's lives this way.
I agree. Especially when you don't know, like you said, the spiritual sensitivity that people have. You don't know the things that people go through. You don't know the type of connection they have to these other worldly and non-worldly things until you have the conversation. You know, it's very similar to like someone that's going through some, you know, abuse or an addiction or something. You don't know. And so, again, I agree 100%. It's something that it's amazing. And like I said, again, I'm proud to be able to speak on it with you the way I am and get the conversations going the way I've gotten them after we've had these, great dialogues and kind of making people feel good about themselves because, again, like I said, they either have questions, they're wondering, or they're experiencing things themselves. And it's we're a small population still, even now in 2018, we're growing as far as people that are in touch with the now. But these type of conversations, like you said, on one of your other sessions with you and I, and you've talked about it on your own, is these are what's needed. You know, doing less of, like you said, just trying to, nothing wrong with doing the post, but getting in with the people and actually directly expressing, going back to how things were before, you know, that was necessarily cell phones and computers, just having the dialogue. So I agree 100% with you, man.
That's what it's about. I mean, to me, and we'll get into the content and stuff later on for you guys, but for me, you know, like I said, it is just being able to have these kinds of relationships, like offline. You know, this is stuff that people didn't hear. But, you know, offline the other weekend, I was texting Zach, and we were just talking, man, and I was like, you know, I feel like you're my cousin. I'm not going to lie. I got some family out east, and sometimes, man, we just be talking about random stuff, and I swear, it's like, it feels like I've known you forever on a weird tip. And I'm not trying to, you know, stroke your ego or anything like that, but it's just that kind of immediate connection that, like, resonates with me. And so I'm like, if there's something there, the entire world's got to see it. Like, people come into your lives for different reasons and things like this and situations like this, conversations like this, it really does exemplify it. Like the last time you were on, it was kind of like a two-part episode with Steph and your cousin, Steph. And then you had the vision about the Las Vegas shooting, the Valentine's Day, Florida shooting. Yeah. The Parkland shooting. And so to me, you know, that's just, again, more signs from God, more signs from the universe saying, hey, pay attention. There's something going on here.
Yep. And it's crazy because, again, you know, I know a lot of people who may have never heard, you know, much about me on the vast amount of things that you cover on, you know, the different sessions that you have. One of the things I had from a couple of years ago was the fact that I had a message that was relayed in my stature with God, and the conversation was to not be ashamed of who He is. And in that sense of me saying that, I'm saying that in the sense of not being afraid to talk about things that I'm worried about people are judging me on that I don't know that they are. It's more of this misconception that I'm making up, that I'm worried, you know, again, about what I say is going to be judged on, that instead of just speaking God's word. And by doing so, by being confident personally myself and being more in tune with the things that I have and accepting that these are the things that God gave me to deal with and allow, and I understand why I have them more than maybe my siblings or the other family members. There's a reason why I've been selected for this journey, and embracing that instead of always trying to run away from it has allowed so many different connections to come in, you know, in first person for me and including you. And I think that's why, like you said, I agree, man. Like, I could speak to you. We spoke about many different topics, man, and it's very always genuine. And I think for some people, because I know you have a large following base, people have, you know, different thoughts, and, you know, I mean, that's your opinions. But me personally, having a conversation with you, man, it does feel like a long distance, you know, like family relationship that you know somebody, you're always in tune with, but you guys haven't connected in a long time in person, but you guys can speak about something and it picks up immediately. And that's pretty much how it goes. If you guys ever seen how me and Freedom talk, man, it's like I might not talk to them for like a week or two, whatever it may be, and I say something, and then I know we're like right back on it, like ziplining, like, you know what I mean? And that's just, that's the great connection I feel like God put me in position with you to have. And people are in our lives for seasons, and sometimes it's longer than just a season, but there's always something to get out of, and I agree 100% with you on that.
I remember the other day I was talking some smack. You were doing something, you know, with your kids, and then you were just, you said, oh, well, you should stop talking because, you know, you're going to have them here in a second. And I was like, oh, well, you got me there. You definitely got me there.
you say, would you have like 5 kids or something? Yeah, something like that. I was like, no, I got two. No, nah, yeah, I hear you.
No, man. Like, right. I swear, like, people need to understand, man, like, at the end of the day, like, if you can't, like, that is why we are here. That's why we're having this conversation. That's why we're doing this transmission. It's to just, like, show people that if you're not out there, like, forging these kinds of relationships based on things that are important to you, important to, like, the world, important to your, like, spiritual development, like, everything else is a waste of time. Like, out of the thousands of people that follow the page, there's probably, like, a handful of people that I can sit here and have, like, this kind of back-and-forth casual discussion about, like, really important, really heady stuff, but at the same time, like, move forward with it. And so that's what I want to exemplify to people, you know. And you touched on something. You touched on something too, you know. And I'm glad you said it. Is like you're going through these types of events, not your brother, not your sister, not your mom, not your dad. You were given this call to basically answer God's word, to answer this deeper understanding, to answer this truth that's out there. And it's because, like, we're supposed to go through these trials and tribulations. Like, this is our gauntlet. This is our challenge. And if you can't find, you know, if you can't find teammates, if you can't find comrades along the way, it's going to be a really, really arduous road.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree 100% on that. And again, like I said, it's just about embracing, man, embracing what you believe in. And in this time, man, like, it's going to keep pushing that way, you know, embracing what you believe in and welcoming the people that are about supporting that and what you believe in. And as things get crazier, you may see people that don't believe in what you believe in anymore. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to cut them off, but there will become a point where that path will eventually meet, especially with certain things that are, especially in my opinion, with the Spirit and God. Those things are going to come into a certain tune. So not to say anybody out there that, you know, if you have family or friends that don't believe in God, I'm not saying that necessarily we'll run into it per se, but I mean, it may. It may be a point where everyone's put in position where you have people that are going to turn their back on you because you're still supporting God because of, even though there's things that are chaotic going on that they could have never imagined, like wars are going outside, you know, bio wars, we're talking about, or evil, like all types of things that could be going on, and people are going to be, you know, that don't believe are going to be like, hey, you know what, like I don't support the fact that you support God or whatever because he doesn't allow, because he's letting this all happen or whatever it may be. And if you don't have anybody in that corner, like you said, man, it's going to be very hard. And that's where you'll see people that don't have a lot of people in that corner that have maybe mostly people that don't believe in a divine spirit, something that is, you know, above us. And they will, you know, push that person who really may believe in God or something like that, and they'll turn on God themselves. That's why I say, and I keep saying it, man, one of my premonition dream that turned into a real-life premonition while I was awake was that, you know, being advised that, you know, people are going to turn on God. And that's why I was given the message, don't be ashamed of who I am. It talked about in the Bible because when the time comes for you to be at you know, be judged and you act like you don't know who God is, God's going to act like he doesn't know who you are. And we all know how that goes from that point on. So, again, I agree 100%, man. You know, the companies you keep, you have to understand, obviously, some of those people might be the closest people to you, but you do want to have a supporting cast because as things get crazier, you're going to need people that are going to be able to support and understand with you that Things are crazy. It's not you that's crazy. And I think that's going to be the next big test for a lot of people in the mental and just the spirit period.
That's a good statement. Things are crazy. You're not crazy. I really like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what we're talking about is basically having like a spiritual support system in play. It talks about this even in the Bible. We're not supposed to be given a spirit of fear. We're supposed to be having the Spirit of God work through us. And we can't do that if we're acting fearful, if we're acting wicked, if the transmission is distorted. That's why we have to be willing vessels for God's work to make heaven on earth. That's how it works. We can't sit here and try to create hell and pay attention to everything that's fleshly, egotistical, and of the world. We're supposed to be in the world, not of the world. And so I think a lot of people, you know, and you said this as well, a lot of people are going to be falling away from God's word, from God's teaching, and really trying to understand that spiritual salvation. That's kind of like one of the things that we had talked about when trying to schedule this show is just I did a show with Connecting Consciousness and Nate Max TV, and they were on a whole nother level of spirituality that I really want to get to where like they were comfortable, to where they really weren't affected by like all the stuff that is going on. At the end of the day, they understood their spiritual orientation and they were happy with that. They didn't let vaccines and chemtrails and things like that get to them, although they understand that's very real. They at the same time let those things refine their faith, refine their belief, and strengthen like the path that they were on. And so I think that's what we really need to start focusing on these days. And it kind of ties into what we were talking about before the show as well, like preparedness.
Yeah.
It even ties into what we were talking about the last time we got together, you know, with people playing host to energies and entities and them instinctually lashing out to people because they don't understand that by like literally turning away from the spirit, turning away from the soul, that they're basically allowing for the world, for the flesh, for the ego to take hold. They're basically like abdicating their spiritual strengths.
Yeah. And it's crazy. You know, to kind of go back on a few things, because you have made a lot of little good points of the different subtopics you were talking about just now. But going back to just, you know, when you had your other host on and going from that point and that conversation with where they're at mentally, me personally, I really want to get there. Because of all the experience, I want to be able to be like a Neo in the Matrix. I kind of want to be like a Morpheus in the Matrix. Like, I want to be able to know and see and hear everything that I do and I always have, but the way my heart, the way my spirit handles it, I want it to be so pure, and I know that I don't know how to obtain that, but that's my goal. And I think having that goal is what I hope for me and other people that are, you know, able to share that sentiment will look for, because it's going to be needed, man. And I've talked about my family often, and I know for me, man, it's hard because a lot of times how I come off, even to my family, it's like, yo, like, even the people that are closest to me, sometimes it hurts a little bit, but I also understand it's my journey, like I said, so it's hard for them to really convey, you know, really convey what it is I'm dealing with. But they see it, but then they still don't fully understand because they're not there. But to have that peace of mind and move that way in the spirit and having that energy and having that controlled, divine, upper echelon level of just, you know, past what we know, you know what I mean, what's the norm, what's been taught, is something I really look forward to, man, because I know it's going to be needed. I know I've, you know, it's funny, I spoke, you know, with my cousin about it, and I believe it, man. And I mean, I don't know, I'm not, you know, where my story will end in life. I understand everything is temporary in this planet. It always has been for all of us. But I've had many of dreams, man, since I've been a child, that a lot of them, and one of my consistent dreams I've had, and we had this conversation before, was, you know, where you'll be at in the end times. And I'm that person that's pulling people off the ground, that's lifting them up while I'm seeing demons walk around, while I'm seeing the skies open up, while I'm seeing people killing each other. I'm that person that just walk around lifting people off the ground. And it's like just talking to them, lifting them up, encouraging. It's so weird. And, you know, just all just ties into, you know, like I said, just having that in those mindsets, it ties into just being on this level of pureness within the spirit. and what does that take? Because the church tells you one thing, but I also believe it's something that's a little bit different individually. Because even we can follow everything the words of the Bible, and I agree, but the relationship you have with God, with the Spirit, is still always different because it's that one-on-one. So with everything you're saying, man, I think, you know, trying to touch on it, that one specific thing that you hinted at for me was why I couldn't get off of this topic just now, because it's so true, man. Like, I think that's our next level for us people that are you know, Christians or people of faith of God in general, is looking for that goal to start building on that mental strength, spirit strength, because we're not going to have much help too much longer. That's my opinion anyway.
No, I agree. I mean, and we'll touch on this later on, that creepy phonetic message with the military coding and everything else with that, and how that ties in to everything else that's going on right now. But you're 1,000% correct. I mean, what we're starting to talk about, and this kind of sound, it's going to sound wild to people, but we need to start learning how to pray with our family. We need to start learning how to work in the Spirit. We need to start, like, trying to figure out very subtle spiritual practices that we can do every single day to basically push out the world and look within and find that strength, because that's all people are looking for. You have a lot of people walking around these days that are spiritually starving, and they think that they'll find it on an Instagram meme, on a YouTube video, on a Facebook post, on Twitter, and that's not it. Like, the technology that we have right now is literally, like, designed to push us away from the soul, away from God's energy, away from the Spirit and the unknown. That's why we have a lot of people acting like in – that's why we have people acting in the ego, saying that, oh, well, I know everything because I can Google it. You can't Google – you can – some of the stuff that we talk – a lot of the stuff we talk about, you cannot Google. You got to look at this stuff, like, inside of you. And that's why we have to have, like, this kind of fellowship, why we have to have these kinds of these kinds of conversations and stuff like this. It's like, I'll put it to you this way, again, to kind of jump back to that other broadcast I did with Connecting Consciousness and Nate Max. We were talking about how, you know, as you said, confirming what you guys are saying, and this is weird how two different statements kind of, or two different shows kind of combined together to speak the same truth. They were basically saying, you know, you probably have 5 or 10 people that, you know, you can call up and party with, you know, do all kinds of wasteful stuff. But how many people can you call up to have, like, a prayer meeting with, to where you can meditate with them, to where you can really, like, sit down and study, have connection? Like, we're losing that, and we try to find supplements in all the wrong places. And I think that's why we have some of the problems that we have right now, is because they have systematically figured out a way to supplement what is real with artificial copies of copies of copies of copies of things. And that's why people don't really know what's going on. So I'll say that to say this. And we had talked about it before, way down the line in the previous episodes, one of the things that we wanted to talk about were kind of spiritual senses. You know, what other abilities do people have? You know, how do you have that resolve in yourself to say, well, we're all appointed a time to live and we're all appointed a time to die? How can you say, that is okay, that is enough for me? And I know to some people that's going to sound like fear-mongering, but at the end of the day, would you want to be immortal? That's the beauty of going through life, of understanding that things are temporary. Your existence here is temporary, and it's supposed to be met with love and understanding and compassion.
And I actually think, you know, to touch on the two key points, I'll go with that one just because I was last. I agree, man. I think in figuring that out with people and understanding, you know, what we have, especially when you think of how people, what's trying to be done right now. You know, the idea of transferring minds, consciousness to other things, other entities, other bodies, to finding ways to live longer and longer and longer. You know, those things alone says so much about where we're at and where we're going, the time that we're in. Think about this, man. And we talked about before, you know, in this specific thing and learning about the fact of what it is to live in life. Life comes with great amounts of different things, from happiness to turmoil, and it's not always fair to us what we go through. Me personally, I have my my own journey and my own story through different things that have really hardened me in different ways that I didn't want to, and I didn't have a choice as a child. However, I understand the bigger picture, and that took time, but that's part of life, and I think I couldn't have this conversation with you now about even just hinting at that as I could if I was 19 years old and saying the same thing. So I agree, man. You know, what life is for us, the natural part of it is being taken away. It's being shunned. It's doing so many things, and to be wanting to even have the idea of being immortal or having that willingness to want to think that way just says so much about where we're at, and even speaks about the, you know, I wouldn't say pedophiles, but like some of the things that are politicians that are in place, people that aren't human, that walk around human, that are trying to do that because and are telling us it's okay because they know where they're going when God decides to come back. They know where they're going, so they're trying to outlast, they're trying to outlive the inevitable. So with that being said, you're right. People have to find what it is inside that makes them so special. There are other senses, besides our five senses. There are other things that we can do to tap in that we have been taken away from us, because the idea is to lose complete connection with God. And, you know, tapping that back into the first segment part of what you were just saying, it's so much true about praying with family. And me personally, that was one thing that I grew up on in my household as a child, off and on. But it was very important, and I understood the concept very young of what that means, because a united family is hard to be attacked when everyone's on the same accord. And I've tried to do it with my children now. It's not always easy, but I do have a prayer ritual that we have every night. And it's a quick prayer, and it's followed up by our Father prayer that, you know, if anyone is familiar with. My children have pretty much are able to, you know, say it verbatim. But I know that prayer alone is what saved my life so many times when I've been attacked in the spirit, when I've been attacked in my sleep, when I've been attacked in awake in my mind, when I feel something's bothering me. And so many different things, I've been able to rely on that. And, again, you're right. Family needs to be connected, man, because, again, we're not going to have the help that we think we have from our family and friends too much longer, and I have to keep stressing what that means. Things go under siege. People are not going to be that are around are not going to be this reliable source. It'll be the people that are right next to you, and even them might not be, but the people that'll be right next to you and God. So to your point, I agree, man. We have to create these spiritual rituals with God and continue to build on. They're trying to take and close our pineal gland to the point that we can never touch and reach out to God. They're trying to take that away, man. I have these dreams and. Guys, I have these dreams and nightmares, and I know how divine they are when I wake up and my forehead is hurting, my pineal gland is bothering me, and what that actually means is so deep. I'm on a different level, and my cousin had talked to me about it. It's reaching into the spirit in a different way. I'm in another, I wouldn't say dimension, but it's reaching in a different way, and I know that a lot of people can't experience that. But to your point, man, I agree. We have to find spiritual rituals with God within our family and those close to us, because it's needed. It's needed to kind of, you know, find some type of salvation where we're going, man.
And to kind of touch on like what you're talking about with the spiritual ritual and your soul being on fire, I want to try to like accent that by saying like a lot of to kind of, you know, combine the two. We're talking again about the ego versus the spirit. Like a lot of people think, oh, you know, I know about my pineal gland. Oh, I know about my third eye. Therefore I'm woke. It's like, no, that's not how this works. And I've had to learn this like the hard way. And sometimes a lot of people have seen me kind of freak out on the Instagram lives because I'll get real passionate. Like I feel like I have righteous rage just building up in me all the time because I'm trying to let people know. I'm trying to tell people, like, look, we got to look at this in so many different ways. We got to talk about it in so many different ways because at the end of the day, we know what the end goal is. We see what's actually happening. But too many people get caught up in the ego. They get caught up in the philosophy. They get caught up in the worldly aspect of it without really understanding, like, the depths of what that means. Like all these posts that I put out there, yep, they're good, they're informational, they're great, they're fantastic, but are people pulling the wisdom from them? Do they see the times that we are in? Do they see the writing on the wall? I think you said it perfectly, that the natural is being taken away from us. We are losing our connection with God. And whenever I'm talking about that type of stuff, that's, again, your soul on fire, literally screaming at you saying, hey, wake up. There is something going on. You are not meant to be sitting here taking selfies. You are not meant to be up over here having the Jezebel spirit. I'll put it that way. We're not supposed to be doing these types of things because it's all unnatural. The society we live in, the times we live in right now, they are unnatural. Like you said, you got pedophiles in positions of power. You got people trying to transfer consciousness. You got people trying to practice all kinds of dark occultic stuff. You got people literally like opening up the doors of Pandora saying, you know what? I'm all right with seeing the world burn. I'm all right with destroying myself. I'm all right with falling away from the path of righteousness. They're too busy, again, being in the ego and in the flesh and of the world rather than seeing the writing on the wall and what that means for everybody that's involved. It blows my mind trying to like put it into perception because, you know, you'll have people say, oh, well, you're just a crazy Christian, a crazy Christian conspiracy theorist. You know, your opinion doesn't matter because you still believe in the Bible. No, the Bible's been rewritten this, that, and the third. How many times? Yes, I get that. My page, I've had to rewrite things thousands of times before, but you still get the wisdom from it, right? So why can't that be the same with the Bible? Why can't we understand how deep the Bible is trying to teach us and what those teachings mean? And I understand that people, oh, well, I'm not a Christian. Oh, I'm reading the Quran, or, oh, you know, I practice Buddhism. It's like, okay, I get that. I really get that. But do these things teach you how to deal with these types of problems that come up in the world? Do they tell you how to shake off what seems like it's so troublesome to really understand that this is only temporary, that this is meant to strengthen you? And so, again, that doubles back to the spiritual ritual. And this is kind of what we were talking about on Instagram privately, how and the reason I want to kind of joke about it is because we're talking about Dragon Ball Z right now. You know where I'm going with this. But it's serious. We need to find strength through peace. We thought that we got tricked. We were lied to. That's how these Satanists and these Luciferians work. They invert the truth. We were told that we could find strength through rage and through anger. That's not how this works. Real spiritual, real strength comes from peace. That's the highest form of revolution.
And it's crazy, man, because, you know, I try not to bring direct names in from my personal side, just because I feel like it's a little bit better that way, and just in general. But people that are very close very, very close to me, have seen, and again, I just speak from my perspective, and I think sometimes, as we both know, it helps to enlighten people's visual. But from my perspective, I've been in different parts of, I've had different levels of where I've been, and where I'm going now, I feel like I'm finding that path in which God wants. It's not perfect, and it's not the way in which is emulated on the TV. It's not the way emulated maybe by everybody's pastor. It's not emulated by what everybody, my mom or whoever may have a point, but it's the way in which that I have realized God wants me to go. And it's just crazy because I went through a phase of just rage and anger and hurt and seeking change. And it's funny, man, you say this, and I really got to make sure I share this with someone that's very, to me, very high up in spirit and in knowledge. But this guy today was talking about, why do we want to, you know, he's talking about in the Bible where, you know, he was pretty much saying it's less about change and more about becoming. And that was so deep to me, man. Like, I was like, man, I was like, and I was crazy because I was telling him, because it's funny, man. I was having a whole little moment today and just frustrated or whatever like that. And I was just talking and myself driving today, and a snowstorm out here, and I'm just, like, grabbing some stuff from the store. I'm, like, getting some munchies and just, you know, so I can snack around because I know I'm not going to be able to go out later. And I'm just thinking with God, and I'm like, man, it's just, like, certain things always remind me about things where I don't want to be at. And just, this, you know, I'm always trying to change these things about me that I grew up, you know, seeing that I don't want myself to be a part of, or you know, I'm so worried about that. I'm always trying to change and change and change. And it's funny because I go and I click on his page and he's putting up a video talking about it's less about change and more about becoming. And I just, that alone in itself, those words in itself blew my mind, because it's not only necessarily what's the real truth, but it's what we're not being taught. Like, we're being taught that we have to change. And he talked about how the change is of the now, but to become is of the future. And I agree with him. The become part is the future and the permanent future. To become is to evolve into something that you may never come back down from. Change might be just in that moment. You can change how you eat in that moment. You might be able to change your smoking habits, but there's always, you're doing that now, but becoming is just a different level. And that all ties into, for me, just this becoming something that I haven't gotten the chance to witness. I'm trying to become something that I've wanted that I have not seen yet. I'm becoming something that I'm not afraid of anymore. And it's all centered around peace, man. It's so crazy because, like I said, if you just the direct story for me is so deep. But I've been there, like I said, with the rage and the hurt and the anger. And I've seen where it's taking me, man. It's taking me to the bottom of the bottom for me. And it's no, there's nothing that you get down there. There's nothing but red. I see nothing but red and just everybody's against you type of story. And where I'm at now, I'm seeing that peace. And like I said, moving in the way of Neo is just the way in which it's so, to me, it's so much more powerful, because it's, you understand that there's so many things that are bigger than things that are right in front of you. And again, man, you know, I can go on, I can go so deep on this, but just to touch on that, man, it's what I really want anybody that's listening, anybody that's my family or my friends, to hopefully walk that journey, man, because it's what we were supposed to be, really are, as within our spirit. Our spirit is of peace, of power and knowledge and love, and not any of the other things that we're being forced into, you know? So
I'm not going to lie, man. That's actually very profound. And I'm going to start saying that more. It's less about the change and more about becoming, because you're right.
Yeah.
Change is temporary. Change is cyclical. It's seasonal. It's change is subject to change. But whenever we realize that it's about becoming who we're supposed to be, becoming what's required of us, becoming the person that we needed to be whenever we were younger, that's whenever you get a whole different perspective on it. Like, to me, that makes sense. I don't know if you want to elaborate on it, but that definitely makes sense to me, because I'll say this and I'll let you have it. I, as a child, you know, people can go back on the podcast and they can listen and hear me say, like, I've wanted to do this podcast. I wanted to have people on like yourself. I wanted to discuss the things that are deep and the things that are real. I wanted to forge connections with people that actually mattered. And I wanted to try to affect change, not only on a spiritual level, but on an immediate level. I wanted to have people understand that I was the person they could come to and talk to about these types of things, and we'll get through it. But I wanted to try to bring wisdom to people. And for the longest time, man, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've had, and I do have still, some doubts and some reservations about this path that I'm on, but it's because I know it's not that I know all that it entails. I kind of know what I'm signing myself up for. These things that we're talking about, they're not easy. We're literally talking about trying to not only break the mind control, that's conspiracy and that's everything else, but literally looking at how we have been lied to and how we have got to become the people that we're required to be. Like, the future, it doesn't need more nonsense. It doesn't need more selfies, more social media platforms. What the future needs is for us to become better people. And I've talked about this too, and this is kind of where it trails off a little bit. I've talked about how with this technological revolution, the transhumanism agenda, how that's working in parallel with what is considered the awakening process. You have people who are trying to again, become better versions of themselves, looking at what's going on in the world and their orientation to it and trying to overcome it. But and their response is to give us things like cell phones, give us things like Amazon's Alexa and the Google Home, 5G telecom and everything else. It is to basically absorb that massive spiritual download that we're supposed to be going through. And that's why when we have these kinds of conversations, it does hit so deep because we understand this isn't what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be up over here, you know, liking and chatting and commenting and sharing. That's not what it is. We're supposed to be doing that in the real world. We're supposed to be affecting that kind of change in the real world, not on social media and the internet. That's a representation of the intranet that humans have created. And if we don't really realize like what all that entails for us, we're going to get caught up in it. So that was a profound statement. It's less about the change and more about becoming. Because again, I'll say this and I'll let you have it. Again, we have to realize that our words carry weight. Our words have power. And the more that we speak these things, the more we access this mindset, the more we access this power and tap into the spirit of God, the more it comes to us. It's like Fibonacci sequence, the Fibonacci spiral. When you first send out that first wave, it's going to come back, and then it's going to loop around, and then it's going to get stronger and stronger. And that's how it works. We have to step into that light, step into that power, step into that flow state with God in order to get past this type of stuff. And so I think because we live in the times that we live in, it's very hard for people not only to realize that we have no spiritual orientation, no spiritual practices, and no understanding of God and spirituality, but they don't know what else to do. And so whenever you have conversations like this, it really does kind of at sometimes it makes people uncomfortable, but at the same time, it hits that nerve to say, you know what, I do need to pray more. You know what, I do need to get off social media. You know what, I do need to look inward, because that's where the happiness lies. That's where the truth comes from. Again, it's less about the change and more about becoming. I think that's profound, man.
Yeah, man, it's definitely something that for me I can't even explain to you, man, how those words, the way it resonated with me when I heard it, and I talked to him about it, and then just repeating it to you, and you hearing it, and then you repeating it back to me. There's something about that, man, that I felt like it unlocked another door somewhere for me, and I hope it does for everyone, because it's just something about that. It was like an ingredient. It's like, you know, a different back door that you didn't know. It's something else. That little line, that for me, I'm going to think about that and process this more and more each day, what that means. And I feel like there's layers on that segment itself. And I agree, man, 100%. I think, touching on what you said, I think that we as people are so strung off, man, from just being able to have these dialogue conversations. I mean, I've done it at work. Anybody that listens or follows you that, you know, works with me, because I've talked about, you know, you plenty of times proudly, just with the access of information, just with the platform, just with me being proud of sharing myself, you know, with your group of followers and folks that are behind you and on side of you. I don't know if I don't even want to call them followers. I just want to call them people that are on the same path as you, because I don't even, that's what they call it on Instagram. Really, people that are really in the same boat with you, they're not necessarily following you per se. They're just along the same route. And I think that's another thing we have to focus on is, you know, telling, you know, understanding we are all God's children. And I know that. And I think we are just different times, the way things have been created, the level of idols that we see and how we worship people these days and things. We forget, man, that we are all no different. We're all flesh to flesh, blood to blood, man. bone on bone. Like, we're all the same, and how we were created. And I know a lot of those things want to be taken away from us on that concept. I know a lot of things want to distinguish that that's not how it is or what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, when we look at, you know, these, how we talk about, you know, any type of fellowship, how we talk about what's going on in the world, you know, all these things go on, man. People don't want to hear it because of the reality that we're in. They want to live in their, you know, their own. We aren't in a virtual reality per se yet, but we are. You think about when you hear people talk sometimes, you could tell them something about what's happening in the world, and they're perceiving that message completely different. They're so gone on it that, you know, they'll kind of hear you and, wow, that's crazy. You know what's crazy is when, you know what's crazy is when someone says, that's crazy. 9 times out of 10, I swear, maybe not always, and I know I do that, and that's not always true, but personally, just observing when people say that, it's almost like they're not really caring what you're saying, or they're not listening. It's when they say, wow, that's crazy, and they end on that statement, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, you heard about that Parkland shooting? X, Y, and Z happened, this and wow, that's crazy. And then they kind of go back to doing what they're doing. It just really tells you, like,
it's their way of shutting down.
I don't really care.
It's their way of shutting down. No. I was just agreeing with you. It's their way of shutting down, you know, trying not to acknowledge it. Like, wow, that's crazy. Hey, look at this. It's like their way of just, you know, of trying not to acknowledge the severity of what you're actually saying. You're right.
But then they'll go and be like, and then that's all it'll be. And then you say something about Snapchat having an update, and that will be a conversation for 30 minutes. It's just like, man, it's all because, man, again, it's what applies to people. That's how selfish we are in this era where we're at now. We as people are so selfish. It's nothing to ridicule, because I'm not perfect. And like I said, I would be far from it. And I'm okay with knowing that I'm not, because that's what allows growth and evolution to even where I spoke on my, you know, a little while ago about who I'm trying to become. So I'm okay with understanding I'm not. It's room for building. But you think about how, like, it's just in general, I think people more so or not having these conversations and how things are established, it's so stretched out, you know, to me personally, that everything kind of it loses its traction when it's something that's not applying to them. If it's not applying to you, it just doesn't matter. It's like, okay, all right, well, keep it moving. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, okay, keep it moving. Then with them, God, oh, God, where are you at, God? What's going on? Why is this happening? Oh, my God, 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 God. That's the first thing that comes out your mouth. Not 911, not the police. God. Most times it's God. Why, God? How, God? Please, God. Where, God? What, God? When, God? Like, it's always God first, but it's never when it's anything else that's not applying to people. And that's because we become so selfish in this era, man. And it's just that's how we are. But I think that, you know, that's something that we can try to take control back in. We're not gonna have a fair shot, obviously, because we're, again, the minority is us, having these type of conversations, and the folks that are willing to listen. This is like the broadcast that's still available versus the broadcast when the apocalypse is here type of scenario, like when you see in a movie and they're hitting on the radio, is anybody there? Like, where this is before that, where you're looking and hoping to hear, have voices that have the ability to tap into their computer that we call a cell phone, and they can listen in, you know, and it's just, you know, taking the time to do so.
Well, we were talking about everything you touched on, I definitely agree with. You know, we're literally, you whenever we were trying to set the show up, you were talking about how, you know, we're taking these days for granted. We really
are.
The times that we are in, we're taking them for granted. You know, like you said, people will spend, you'll sit up over there and talk about the synchronicities and all the other crazy things that are happening with the Parkland shooting, and they're like, wow, that's crazy. And then you say, did you check that new Snapchat feature? Oh, you know, I don't like it. Blah, 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 shmish me. And that's all because, you know, it's what people are filling their minds with. It's what they're preoccupying their times with. It's like, I swear, I do not claim to be the perfect person. I tell everybody, you know, every day I'm trying to learn something new. I think everybody straddles the balance between ego and spirit, working in the flesh and also working in the spirit. I think everybody has that, and I think that's what the ultimate challenge is. But you see a lot of people, and this kind of ties into what we were talking about at the start of the show, how we're literally not exercising that spiritual activity. I mean, I look at it like this, you know, like you said, this minority of people who are trying to actually get through things, who are actually trying to understand things, versus the masses who really want things just to consume. They don't understand that half of the things they're consuming are really detrimental to them. You know, that's, again, filtering what comes in so that you can give out things that are pure. That's why we're supposed to come together. That's what this divine cosmic connection is, realizing that we are all one and that we are all children of God and that we're supposed to go through these things together. But if we don't understand that these problems that we're facing are meant to, as you said before, make us more sure of who we're becoming, then we don't understand like the things that show up in our life. Like, to me, I truly believe in synchronicity. I truly believe in the multidimensional nature of human beings. I truly believe that there are higher spiritual selves and angels that are working in the spirit world, trying to convene us, who are trying to have us have these kinds of fellowships, who are trying to have us have these kinds of conversations. Like, I've already resigned to the fact that, you know what, eventually they're going to take the showdown. That's okay. Yeah. Because the transmission has already been sent out. Like I was talking again with the Fibonacci sequence, with the spiral, the signal's already been sent out. You can shut down the show, but you can't shut down the message. And the more that we act in the flow of the message, is again more of God's energy that's revealed to us. And I think a lot of people are afraid of stepping into that because it requires responsibility. It requires responsibility. It requires sacrifice. It requires ridicule. It requires trials and tribulations so that we can become what's required. I mean, you know, again, look at what we're using the tools for. Look at what we're using social media for. Why are we trying to reach out to people? Why are we trying to have like actual conversations on things that's important? Yes, things are crazy, but we're not crazy. The world might be going wild, but we're supposed to find some semblance of peace here and then bring it on the earth. Again, finding strength through peace, not getting caught up in the rage and in the ego. And I kind of want to touch on this again. You know, you had mentioned it with the Snapchat update. You know, people will easily get triggered and easily get upset and easily start talking smack about things that they can, I guess, be upset about. I really wouldn't even know how to classify it. But at a deeper level, you've got to understand that's because it's the spirit that they have in them. It's not a spirit of understanding. It's not a spirit of compassion. It's not a spirit of wisdom. It's a spirit of condescension. It's a spirit of rage, spirit of negligence. You know, it's too easy to criticize things. It's much harder to construct and create. And a lot of people don't know how to do that with the tools that we've been given. If we are made in the image of God, then we are creators. We're supposed to be creating. But if we're not creating, we're going to be at a spiritually stunted, arrested development mindset to where, you know, we don't understand the beauty of what's going on. And I'll say this, and I'll let you have it. You know, you talked about how people always, you know, why God, why have you forsaken me? You know, why God, why have you let me go? Why have you let me go through these types of things? And it's like, well, because now, whenever you have hit this point of desperation, whenever you have hit this level of you know, you're at your very bare minimum, that's whenever you reach out to God. But people never reach out to God whenever things are going great. People never thank God or practice gratuity whenever things are going the right way. People are so focused on trying to find things that are wrong and criticize them and chastise things rather than practicing gratuity, practicing happiness, and practicing bliss. That, again, comes through having strength through peace. People want to always, you know, blame God for everything bad that's going on in the world, but no one ever wants to, you know, give God credit when good things happen, not only in the world, but to themselves.
And you know, it's interesting, man, with what, you know, what you're saying. I'll touch on that piece there. I think it's unfortunate, like I said, because I think what we're already seeing, in my opinion, we're already seeing people let go of God. Obviously, technologically, I think we already are. You know, like you said, through transhumanism is another way to do it. But us personally as people, we are already doing it. We're letting go in many different ways. And I think it's hard because people are going to actually like feel like, well, you're attacking me, you're ridiculing me, you're not perfect. And like I said, again, personally, me, if that statement said to me and I'm the one advising this statement that, you know, people are letting go, I'm going to say, of course not. Of course I make mistakes every day. Of course I fall. But it's never about how you fell. It's just how you respond to the fall. If you don't affect where we're at, if you don't affect in which you know where we're at and you continue to ignore that, what does that say about you? If you have in your face, and you don't have to be a woke, quote-unquote, person, but you can put two and two together. Two and two together gives you four. But you continue to act like it's three, and you act like what you're saying is not, and you think that it's natural when you know it's not, that's, like, you're already doing a disservice not only to yourself, your spirit, the people around you, but to God. Because he's not a forceful person. He's not going to, you know what I mean? It's not a situation where you're going to do this and I'm only going to force you to do it. You have a choice, and we have choices. And I had this conversation with my boy, and me and him are firm on it. People have choices that we can make, and those choices, good and bad, carry with us for the rest of our lives. And we can obviously make better from them or make worse, but we have choices. And a lot of times it seems nowadays that we choose, like we talked about, just choose to pretend like it's not there. Pretend these things aren't happening. Pretend to act like these lines in the sky are normal. Pretend to act like what we're hearing is something that's been happening since 1995, because that's what we're still hearing those conversations. This has been happening. This is the same things that's been happening. No, it's not. It's not even close. Like, it's not. It's not. I don't even know why people that these cop out statements that make people feel they give us some type of such a feeling or just this, you know, notion that of comfort. Like, it's sad, and that's, to me, it's how they're letting go on who they know and what they know on the Word and who God is. And it's unfortunate, man. And I think that's where we're at, and it's just only the tip of what we're going to see with people. In the future, man, it's a shame. And this is before the hand is moved by God. This is before his judgment. This is before he go ahead and allows things to really get real and let go and show his wrath and show what it is, man, that he's been, you know, letting us, you know, been letting go on. And letting go on, meaning he's allowing it to, he's allowing these things for people to go in their way and make their choices. And that goes from the people up top to us being just Joe Schmoes who go ahead and act like, I'm going to continue to act like this in the third, and I'm going to act like this is not going to impact, and I'm going to act like this thing over here is not applying to me. I'm going to act like, you know what, I don't care about the fact that gun bans might happen, because I don't care. My kid hasn't been shot in the school. I don't care because I haven't been shot at a mall where a random person is being shot at. I don't want to care about what MK Ultra means. I don't want to care about these different things that are messing up our people's minds. I don't care because it's not happening to me. Like I said, this is all selfish things that are occurring that we're already letting go of God now. And it's unfortunately, man, you know, I think for you and me, when I have that conversation with you about, I was trying to remember to hold on to this piece. I think what, I know for me personally, what I took away from us just conversating, and again, going back to the, you know, it's not about changes, what you become. It's hard for folks like yourself and myself to talk about these things because we want to help people so bad. And I know you and I have that, we have that connection on a very high level. And that's my firm belief on your end and on my end, that you really want people to hone in on what's happening and really find what it is of what their purpose is and the love for God and just finding that for themselves. I'm not a pastor. I know you're not. So when I say that, I mean just finding the closest relationship that you can have with God and going from there and building that around your family. And I think that because sometimes we're so wrapped in that, and I know you and I talked about this, I believe, once before, we have to understand that we can't put too much on that. Like as people that are trying to share the message, we also have to continue to polish our own shoes. We can't keep trying to polish other shoes that are dirty, because when we do that, we take less time on building us. And remember, you know, there's a reason why you are who you are. You believe what you believe. You have the platform that you're having. There's a reason for that. And you have to understand, man, like that you have to continue to build on that for yourself. Because like I said, you said it, social media might not be around for too much longer. We may not even have connection to anything. We may have no electricity. EMP could hit and we don't have any of this, and this is never, it'll never be showing anywhere else ever again. But we have to understand what we're polishing on others needs to be still focused on numero uno first, because, and that's us, because we are the leaders. We are the people that may be the people that are helping these people in the future that are looking, that are lost, that need advice, that don't have a voice because they're not going to have access to things. We're not going to have certain things. And or just because we're going to be relied on because God knew that we were going to be relied on. And so I definitely wanted to share that with you tonight, and I thought about it earlier and just remind you, man, because I know you're very passionate. I'm very passionate. My family even makes fun of me sometimes on how passionate I am about it, about all this. And, I mean, I sometimes it's annoying. Other times I laugh about it with them, but it's still true to what it is. I know at the end of the day what's coming. I know where things are at. I know I want them to be okay. And because of that, that's where that passion lies in. And I'm sure you have the same exact segment and feeling on that, you know, sentiment on that. And that's where we have to remember, man. We have to keep building on us, because when we start to get frustrated with others, and that's what I mean by peace, going back to the peace piece was that when we do that, we have to remember, man, and building that mentality of peace and working us on us, we have to understand that this person right here may not really register and really may throw different words at us, may just be ignorant and push us off. And once we get to these other higher levels, it won't be something that really brings us down. Maybe it doesn't bring you down today. Maybe you're cool about it. It's like, I understand, man. Hey, you're lost, but maybe tomorrow it bothers you, because you still know the end result, and that's why it bothers you, because you know what's coming. And that's what bothers me, because I know what's coming. And when people act out or say dumb stuff and they don't have any knowledge to it, it's like, do you know what you're doing to you and yours? Like, you don't know, and you don't even take the time. And or you're not gifted the way that I might be. And so that confirmation is not there. So, and again, going back to the selfish term, it doesn't apply to you. So why does it matter? But to your point, man, I think we have to remember that. Among all of everything that you and I are talking about is focusing on us still. Remember, that's the key goal amongst all of this that's being talked about, us first. And that's not being selfish, but it is in the sense of when it comes to us and God and the spirit. We have to be, because we can't help others if we can't help ourselves, right? We can't do that. No matter how much we help others, if you help people too much, in a sense, but if you're not applying those things or not working on yourself, then you're not going anywhere either. And I know me personally, if I see someone on the ground and I'm walking past, and I know I'm good, and they're on the ground, but if I help them off the ground, I might be late. It's like you got to understand, like you have to understand the tug that you're gonna have. You're gonna have to understand, and that's, I think, where we're going as well. And that's where I feel like the balance and trusting God will come into play more for people like you and I, the messengers, is how do we balance that? And that's my, you know, one of my questions I have for God to help me understand and prepare more for. And again, the next piece I know you were talking about is, are we prepared in the way we're needing to be? And that's, I think, the my next concern. I know we talked about, are we really ready? Are we ready the way we say we are? Is prepping... Mm-hmm. We're not, you know what I mean? We're not. So
there's so many different things you touched on. I don't even think I'll be able to like properly give them the appropriate time, man, because you know, you said a per, I'll just attack this, you know, or not attack. I'll address this, you know, choices, cop out statements saying, oh, well, that's crazy. Or, oh, I didn't know. Or, oh, this, or, oh, that. No. That's not how this all works. The minute that you have knowledge, we now get to do better. You know more, you do more. That's how this works. And if we don't, and then whenever we try to play stupid, we literally do the enemy's job for them. That's why they call it the spirit of confusion. That's why they're trying to give it to us. When we say, oh, I don't know, or, oh, that's not important to me, or, oh, that's it doesn't affect me. That's that selfishness. That's literally whenever people are acting in a state of ignorance. They are ignoring what is important. They are being ignorant. And unfortunately, you know, like you said, this eats at me, because it's like I'm trying to tell people, I'm trying to help them out, and then you can see it. They call it the fluoride stare, right? It's like this glaze that goes over people's eyes. Oh, that's crazy what you're talking about. Wow. Well, I didn't know. And it's like, no, I think part of you did know, but you wanted to look away anyway because it was too much for you. And I understand, you know, some of this stuff is too much for a lot of people, and that's why they say the path is narrow. Because we're supposed to be going through this type of stuff, we have to understand like what's on the back end of all this stuff that we're going through. That's why we're supposed to lead by example. Like, I'm not up over here talking about things I don't know. I'm not trying to misinform people, because I don't want that on me. I don't want people being able to say, hey, you said something, I took your advice for it, and then boom, look what happened. My life went to shambles. I don't want to mislead people, but I want to inform them. I want that, and that's why you know, I don't put all of my dirty laundry on the air for people to see, but I want people to understand that this imperfect person that I am, as you said before at the start of the show, I'm trying to become somebody different. I'm trying to become somebody better, you know, to kind of give people a real world example for people that are listening in my local area that know me and have seen me build this up. You know, they'll be the first to tell you, my past is definitely not rose-colored. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. And what I feel like I have to do these days is I literally have to redeem myself for the lifestyle that I had beforehand. I feel like before I was doing nothing but showing people, you know, yeah, let's party. Yeah, let's fight. Yeah, let's, you know, do all kinds of stupid stuff. And that's not the way. That's literally not the way. That's the path towards destruction. And we all fell for it. I fell for it too. And I showed other people, hey, you can fall for it too. Just come with me. That's how it all worked. And the minute that I realized, look, there is something greater going on here, the minute that I stopped playing into ego, stopped playing into ignorance, stopped playing into the flesh, stopped trying to lust after worldly things, that's whenever all these different doors started opening up for me. That's whenever I started to have like these revelations, these multiple truths just coming to me, just downloading things. I've talked about it as well. You know, whenever I first came back to New Mexico, I was in Texas. I was just doing the dishes, and it was like a download. I just got hit. It's like a Mack truck just hit me in the face and in the soul, and I just broke down because I knew what I had to do. I know what I have to do. And it was so overwhelming that I broke down and I started crying. Yeah. I'm not ashamed to say I sat there literally trying to do the dishes, and it just hit me. And I had all I could do was cry, not only because it was so powerful, but because it showed me what I was capable of, how many people I would be affecting. And so I there's no way for me to explain it. I've had like probably two or three moments of my entire life where I've just been hit with the spirit of God, with whatever you want to call it, and it's just unveiled so much to me. I call them level ups. You know, that's the best way for me to describe them to people, because it's not for everybody else. I'm being given this kind of information to, again, lead by example, to show you that an imperfect person can become the perfect person that they're trying to be, become the perfect vessel for God to get the work done. I'm not perfect. I'll be the first to tell you, but I'm on my way to working towards it. And the more that we try to look towards this system that's furthering our enslavement, furthering our disadvantage, that's whenever we're just going to be the perfect slave. This system is not going to offer anybody salvation. There's a higher system at play here. There's a higher, multidimensional, metaphysical, spiritual, holographic, you know, I don't even know how many words or terms people would like for me to explain it. There's a higher system at play here, and all that has to happen is that it requires your peace. It requires your understanding, your compassion. Politics, the mark of the beast system, the New World Order, the Illuminati, all it wants is your obedience. It wants you to bend the knee. All this higher system wants, it just wants you to understand it. Nature doesn't require anything from you. It just wants you to protect it and for you to love it. No, not so much. Trump wants your undying loyalty. You know, politics, they want your vote. They want something from you. Everything else that's happening in the higher spiritual metaphysical realms, that's what's important. And like you said, we have to polish our shoes before we try to polish other people's. That's why we have to lead by example. And that's why I'm willing to tell people, hey, look, I don't have all the answers, but you can see how I'm trying every different day to try to understand deeper parts of this experience that we're going through. And I tell people, you know, when you speak about this type of stuff, and even before I even had the show, and that's what's crazy to me, before I even had the show, I could distinctly remember, and I tell people this, you know, I felt like it was, I could be EJ talking, and then I would get into a certain mindset, and then this spirit took over me. And it's like something from my heart or something from my gut just opened up, and I was just letting my mouth drop, and the words were coming out. It wasn't me speaking. It's whatever was in me that was speaking. There's no way for me to explain it.
Well, I know what that is. That's just the spirit, man. And I mean, I've been there. And it's, you know, when you convey a message that you know you can't conjure up on your own, you know where that's coming from. You know, it's a divine. It's from our Father. It's from the divine. You know, in-depth part of what we are not taught enough about. And I agree, man. I think with all this, and because I know I want to touch on that one piece that we were talking on, what this really is, though, man, is, like I said, we're not ready. We're never going to be ready for what's coming. I think that's the understanding that needs to be understood. But we can do our best to get as close as possible, because that's the best way to know and see, you know, what work you've put in. And I'm not even talking about physicality. You know, you can go to the gym and lift every day, leg day, buys, tries, you know, whatever it is, chest, back, shoulders, whatever it is, and you will see the gains. But are you doing that mentally and spiritually, man? Because and I'm saying this again because of, we'll go into, I want to talk about the voicemail thing for a second, but the reason why I'm saying that is because we have the time to practice now. We have the time to sit in peace now. We have the time to go and learn now. We have it now. We're not going to later. And it's really not an opinion. I mean, it can be hypothetically, but it's really not going to be. And when you think about that, it goes to the point of, you know, how we talked about earlier, we're taking things for granted. And so when we are trying to build ourselves up, we're talking all this whole, up to this point, man, in my opinion, we've shared different points, but everything so far, these topics is always about just the spirit and loving God and the peace. And it's crazy because we're talking about the things that are peace, happiness, love, enrichment for the soul. All a while, we know what's happening in the world outside of our doors, what's happening in the world. And that's what's so crazy when it comes to God and evil. But listen, we're talking about love, peace, happiness versus everything else that's against that. Everything that you talk about on the page, everything that you can just put up and search or find one of these other truth or pages. Like, that's how special God is, man. Like, it, not in a retaliation to any of those things. We can be. We're going to feel, want to fight and protect. Don't get me wrong. But just think about how special that is in itself. And why that's important is because we have that now to get to that point, to build that level, to become, you know, better people inside, because we're going to need it. That voicemail that everyone's been talking about, it's been going rampant.
what stands out for me and why it's so interesting is because either one, it's a hoax or it's not. The date is an interesting thing. And the reason why I tie that into what I'm talking about right now, so I'm not looking like I'm just jumping off from one topic to another, is if nothing happens, because there's a whole bunch of stuff around this. There's so many different things on that voicemail, so many different avenues. But 41818 is one of the things that stand out, aside from the coordinates in Indonesia, from the Malaysian missing plane, hinting at things aren't human, to the different warnings and all the other things. It's just a shame how if nothing comes about it on that date, if nothing comes about it when attraction is hot, how people would downplay, oh, you were talking about God was coming back. Oh, you were talking about something happening. Oh, you were talking about all these things. And it's like the people that are throwing that shade at people that believe in God, that believe in the times that we're in, that believe in where we're going and coming up, are the ones that will be the boy who cried wolf. They'll be the ones laughing, oh, you know, it's nothing there, look at that, ha, ha, ha. And we'll be constantly saying, like, hey, you know, something's coming, hey, yeah, maybe it didn't happen then, hey. And those are the people that are going to be the first people that are going to fall short. But for the people, like, that are believing in the times, there's going to be so many people that are challenged spiritually that when these things don't happen, they're like, oh, here goes another thing. 2012, here goes something else. You know, these things aren't, nothing's transpiring. Maybe God really isn't real. You know, these are the people that talk about believing in things and why the whole divine spirit is so special in holding on to what you have and you know inside and knowing that people are going to challenge this. No matter what happens, we have to salvage what we have. We have to salvage what we have because these different times, these different weird things that are going on, people are trying to dismiss them so bad. They want to make nothing of it because of fear. And
yep.
We want to, as people, shut that down as well. We want to act like that's really creepy. Like that voicemail was to me, it freaked me out too. But I was really shocked on like different things. You know, I've seen some extensive research that was done on it, and further than just like what you put on your page, like other things I've read, and it really kind of tripped me out. And if not, and I know people are first ones to make fun of, well, nothing happened, ha ha ha. And there's a lot of people out there that are going to be believing in God. They'll be like, here's another tally mark, God. You know, I believe in you. And people are saying rapture, or people are saying these things are happening, and nothing's happening. Now what, God? Are you real? Like that's what's going to be happening to our own people that we're trying to fellowship with. And that's my concern, and why I said how everything's about building this new level, that we can't allow those things to affect us. We can't allow those things that may or may not happen to affect us. We can't allow those people that are on the outside to affect us. We have to be above it. We have to move in a different way. We got to be able to move on this new, you know, super level of something else that we can know what is and what isn't. We can know the tricks, and we can just be like, I know, we know, and not let it affect us. And that's my inspiration of all of this that we've been talking about tonight, because that's a prime example of something that could be leading into something crazy. Dates don't mean much to people. I know dates don't always mean much now, but you know, going into that segue next, topic that I wanted to talk about with you, I think that's another example of how we see our own people challenged, and another way that people start to lose, they feel they lose credibility to God's word or God's plan.
Yep.
Or God's, you know, system. You know what I mean?
And I think that's perfect, right? I want to jump on that real quick. For people that are curious what Zach's talking about, basically last week there was a creepy phonetic coded voicemail that was sent to a Twitter user named Straightaway. His name's Ty, and basically it translates. And for people who don't know what phonetic code is, it's like the military code, you know, alpha, delta, things like that. But it translated into danger, SOS. It is dire for you to evacuate. Be cautious. They are not human. SOS, danger, SOS, and then it gives coordinates. Now, what he's talking about, again, is faith and belief. Faith, belief, and so many other things. Why is that important? Because before I jump on this, I want to jump back to last month, February 24th. We had that post about how there were new false flags that were being set up, right? They talked about how there were going to be attacks and bombings and things happening in Texas. Is that not what's occurring today? Now, on the actual post with the future false flags, we heard how there were attacks supposed to happen on the 4th of March. There were listings put up on Craigslist. They were hiring crisis actors for God only knows what. But the reason I'm saying all this type of stuff is to point out how we are going to be warned. That's how these people work. That's literally how it has so much effect. If they can warn us, this is practicing the Kabbalah, Kabbalistic magic. If they can warn us and then still carry it out, it has twice the effect. But that's why we have to remain vigilant and stay vigilant and point these types of things out. Because again, go back on the page, go back and try to find it. They talk about this false flag and how everything that's occurring right now. There's been six different ones. And what's even more crazy, if people pay attention to it, is it spells out David Hogwash. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on at the higher level of things. And I say all that to say this. A lot of people are getting caught up in the concept of, oh, you got to be credible. Oh, you have to be legit. Oh, you got to be the next mainstream media outlet. I want to trust you. That's not – no. That's not how that works. We operate on faith and belief. You got to trust that. Just because – and like you said, just because it doesn't show up in the immediate doesn't mean it's going to happen. And too many people are caught up, and this could be a problem of social media and this wanting everything now mentality that we've been given, that we don't really understand what that's doing to us. But these types of things happen. They have to unfold first. They have to be pre-planned, rolled out, and then they unfold. But if they don't get caught while they're being rolled out, they have twice as much as the effect. But if they do catch them, that's whenever we have a chance to re-steer them. That's what we're supposed to do. That's why we're supposed to have faith, to point these types of things out. And I'll say this, and then I'll let you have it. And for people that want to look things up, everything that we're talking about throughout this entire episode, it's talked about in the Bible. Go look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. It talks about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. It talks about how you'll gain wisdom, how you'll gain understanding, how you'll gain counsel, how you'll gain fortitude, how you'll gain knowledge, how you'll gain piety, and above all else, fear of the Lord. And the reason I say that, because people are going to say, oh, you know, fearful God, a vengeful God. Well, if you're not reading between the lines of what we're basically trying to say here. Like, if imagine what would happen if I would have continued on the path of just trying to be in the world and not the flesh. Imagine what would happen if Zach decided to stay in the flesh and not try to operate in the spiritual. It's the fear of the Lord that it is literally compelling us to do more and to act in this capacity. It's like, and we've talked about this a number of times before. If I don't talk about these types of things, it's almost like the fear of letting down that higher spiritual truth and not getting this message out. Like, it really does eat at me. That's why I try to refine myself in every single way so that I can help people, so that they can have faith in something bigger than themselves, bigger than the government, bigger than their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter page, whatever, bigger than their YouTube following. It's not about that. It is literally having faith in this higher system. So if people want to really like take a look at something, understand that whenever you accept the Holy Spirit, whenever you accept God and the spirit of strength, the spirit of peace, you get all these different gifts. You are bestowed different types of things, and you're set apart. We're not meant to sit up over here and be caught up in all these frivolous things. We're meant to, again, lead by example, affect change. And so to kind of, you know, double back to what we were talking about before with these false flags and that creepy voicemail, this is how this works. They put this stuff out there, and it's going to enter the public sphere one way or another. And if we catch it, then that's whenever we actually have a chance to affect change. And it's not meant for everybody. Not everybody's going to get the cryptic codic message. Not everybody's going to understand how to read in between the lines. It's for people who have that eye, not your third eye, not your, you know, I'm so woke eye, whatever you want to call it. It's for people that have that spiritual sense and get what's going on. Like, that's why we are here. I mean, we don't really touch on a whole lot of numerology on the page and on the show as much. But again, that plays into this higher spiritual system that's at play, and that's where we need to be focusing. How do we access that kind of information? Not what's publicly available, because again, that ties into credibility. You know, I want to trust you. Is this fake news? I don't really care. We need to again, get back to having faith and belief in something higher rather than looking for immediate gratification. And that's all this is.
And it is, man. I think that's and that's kind of leading that point. It's pretty much that, you know, when we have these type of things being given to us, like that voicemail or black box message or whatever else it could be, hypothetically, you gotta wonder, man. When we're given the warnings, do we take it? Heed to them, like you're saying. Do we do what we're supposed to do? Or not? We don't. You know, for me, that Parkland shooting, for anybody that's listening that doesn't know, I had two dreams that were apart from each other, two different dreams, January 26th and the 12th, and they had nothing to do with each other, but they were both were different warnings. One was in a classroom and Valentine's Day theme. The other was me walking in my parents' old basement. The first message in the first dream on January 26th was, you know, to warn what's going to happen or there's going to be repercussions. The dream on February 12th was, it's already too late. And I was telling people at work about both dreams for the last week and a half before those, and this is this year. Obviously, that would happen. And, you know, I was worried. I'm like, man, I really think something might happen about Sunday. And I kept repeating it. I had nothing that I could do. And, of course, that day, 17 children, teens, lost their lives. Over could be a false flag, absolutely. Some type of, you know, op that was being done, test. And, you know, it drove me crazy the next day trying to figure it out and why, and just shocked and how I kept feeling this weird feeling that something was going to happen on Valentine's Day. And I did the math, and, you know, it was 17 days apart. And, you know, I shared it on here with you, Freedom, and it was 17 days apart from January 26th to the 12th. And there were 17 children that died, teens that died. And I read what 17, the number 17 means, and it's how its whole its divinity is insane. How what the importance is on it is insane. And the point I'm getting at is, it's hard when we are giving warning message that we don't, one, take heed to, and two, when we do have it, we don't know what to do with it. So in the first case, the voicemail. You know, that's clear. That's, to me, that's a clear warning of some sort, of something. Maybe it's not the date. Maybe the date that was added at the very end, 4/18/18, is something to confuse us. Maybe it is something that's going to be later this year that has nothing to do with April, but it's something to keep us on our toes and to take notes on it. But, you know, are we going to do that? I don't know. And then there's stuff like where I have my dream, where I had something I knew was needing to be done, but I didn't know what to do. And I don't know if I could have changed or helped out at all. I don't know the magnitude of what I can or can't do. It's my gift that God has blessed me with, that I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior to be able to protect me with something that he knows is ingrained in me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Sitting there afterwards and finding correlations in the dates in between the two dreams, almost talking to each other, one from the sky and one from the bottom of a basement, almost to say the heaven and hell scenario. And, you know, like you said, it's just we're getting these messages and they're left and right now in people or just the public. And we're getting the chance and we're not taking heed to it. We're not doing enough. We're not putting the work to learn and research and put gravity behind it. And I think that's something else that needs to change individually for all of us that are listening. If there's anything, man, there's anything, connect the dots. All of us work on connecting dots more to understand.
again, yep. because when things happen, we're not gonna have a map. We're not gonna have Facebook. We're not gonna have NBC News. We're not gonna have these things, and it'll go back like we're going backwards in time. Is how it will be when we lose the power and we lose the essential tools that we have now. And I think these are the practices that need to be put in play on learning and watching and understanding the warnings, the messages now. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of the point that I was wanting to talk about with you as well when I said about, you know, everything. I don't know if you have something to say to that because I don't want to jump into something else and go too far.
Let me touch on this and I'll let you have we'll wrap it up with closing thoughts. Speaking of messages, you know, literally getting the word out. I messaged you one of the conversations that somebody had sent me regarding the transferring of equipment. That's definitely something we monitor over here on the page. It started with Jade Helm 15 whenever they were moving all kinds of different military equipment around the country. But earlier today, I put up a post from the Daily Sheeple, which was a repost of the anti-media. They said a world war might sound crazy, but it could be America's last act of desperation. Now, I put that up this morning, and a California trucking company messaged me. They said that you're right on this. I work for an aerospace company, an aerospace United States government company, and they just released a whole lot of orders, and we can't keep up. Something's coming. And I was like, well, would you mind giving me some insider information, possibly what's being moved? They told me lots of orders for F-35s and U-2s and B-2s and some orders for the nuclear submarines. They said that they really can't say much, but the U-2 spy planes are for space defense and reinforcing the nuclear powers. So the reason I'm trying to say this and let you guys know kind of what's happening behind the scenes is I get messages like this all the time. And so how do we get this kind of information out there to the public without scaring them? Because this is stuff that we need to pay attention to. But at the same time, people aren't really ready to look at the dire times that we're in. So I didn't want to lead with that because that makes it seem that much more crazy and wild. But people have to understand when we're given this kind of information, if it's through Zach's visions, if it's through confirmation of an outside source of a third party or whatever, I feel like I have a literal obligation to pass it on, to let people know. And if not, then the repercussions and the lives that could have been saved, they're going to be on me. And I just wanted to close out with that. So what are your closing thoughts, Zach? What did you want to tell the people?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to share my last thing, too, with that in mind. You know, again, I crazy enough, I always have something many more to share with you as far as a dream. But like we talked about earlier, you made a good point, and I think I touch on it every time now that when I have my dreams that I can remember and have some type of extensive detail behind them, to try to find them or any connection with the outside world. And my last one I had was, you know, to share with you guys on Sunday, this past Sunday, Sunday night in the Monday morning, it was a multitude of dreams. I woke up sweating really bad at one point. Right before I woke up from it, it was like around 4-ish or 5 o'clock. It was me looking up. I was in the sky. I was really, really high up, and I was looking down, and I could see, like, you know, cities and whatnot, and all I heard was, you know, need to evacuate. It was a scream, need to evacuate, and then it hence the feeling of North Korea. Like, that was put there, and so I'm like, okay. I'm not really sure what that was, but I woke up shook, woke up sweating bad. You know, all I got was need to evacuate. And lo and behold, you know, I'm going through today looking at that. And I was thinking about it earlier, like, what is that? What does that mean? You know, why am I getting, you know, what? Why am I getting that? And I shared with you, Freedom, about how I had gotten, you know, something I read online today where someone was covering about this. And there was an article that came up, and I'll just say this real quick. It says, like, and it's something to do with the weather going on. The East is going crazy. But it says California authorities are urging people living in an area devastated by mudslides to evacuate ahead of a strong Pacific storm that forecasters say is likely to bring an extended period of rain and the threat of flooding and debris flows. Santa Barbara County issued a mandatory evacuation order Monday, affecting about 30,000 people, including the community And I'll just stop there. And I just wanted to say, like, these are the things that I'm talking about that Freedom kind of told me. So I'm very a tad bit, you know, advice. Hey, if there's something that you dream about, try to find a connection to it. That was Monday. I haven't had anything since then. And lo and behold, I had it Sunday night and a Monday morning, obviously. And I'm getting this evacuate. This is before I woke up. Had no correlation until today. Looking around, just on YouTube, playing around, looking at stuff. And I find this guy, he's talking about, he covers that. And the first thing that comes up is an easy evacuate. Now, that could have no connection whatsoever, but I'm not really into coincidences anymore. I really don't believe in them at all at this point. And so I don't know what that means, if that has any correlation to that, or if it was just a premonition to that message or that coverage. But I don't live in California. I don't live on the West Coast at all. I have nothing. We don't cover here in the East Coast about California like that, especially not on that level. So to find that today was very ironic, especially given that dream, and I didn't understand it. And it still made me something with you having that message sent to me, sharing about, there being a warning of something getting ready to happen with that person you spoke with. Again, is kind of weird how things are all connected. So with my closing thoughts are is people just stay awake, stay open, not awake, gosh, keep your eyes open, stay alert, be welcomed to things that people bring to you, and don't shun away things because they aren't applying to you. Keep an open mind because they're trying to close our minds as it is. That's all I got, man.
I think that's all that's really needed to kind of close out and to, again, in a weird way, kind of confirm what Zach is saying. And we talked about this prior to the show. There's an article up there on Freedom Outpost where they're talking about how people are literally fleeing the state of California, which is another way of saying evacuating. They're evacuating California because of the taxes, the cost of living, and everything else. On top of that, city officials are thinking about creating homeless camps for the homeless out there in Orange County. Now, there's a lot of, and the reason I say that is because we have a decent amount of our population or of our listening audience domestically here in America that are in California. I don't say this stuff to shock you guys, but we really say this stuff to try to inform you. Like, the information that we're getting, we simply have, all we have is the duty to get it back out to you. So with that being said, I want to say, Zach, my man, my cousin, my fam, thank you for coming on, sharing your visions, and sharing your time with us, brother. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, no doubt, man. Always thank you very much for having me. Anybody that you know, welcomes listening to me come on your show, thank you guys for allowing me just to share. I'm very humbled to be able to be a part of anything connected spiritually, mentally, socially, emotionally. Thank you guys very much, man, and hopefully get to share some more stuff in the future, man. Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Later, man.
And my friends, that was Zach. This is what we do. This is why we have these kinds of conversations. And I hope we left you guys with a lot of different things to think on. With everything that's going on, as I said before, we have to find strength through peace. Even though everything seems crazy, makes you guys want to get up and take your guns out there into the streets and do something crazy. That's not what this is about. That's the trap. That's how the inversion works. We are literally put here to try to help enrich one another's lives. That's why we do these types of things. That's why I have the show. And everything that you hear right here, it's all authentic, man. I can't fake this. This is what life is about. This is what this kind of fellowship is about. And this is why I have Zach on. This is The Calm Before the Storm with Who's Zach. I'll put all of his information in the description bar below. He's not with us, but we might be working on a T-shirt, so you guys stay tuned for that as well. Super stoked. All kinds of awesome things coming your guys' way. And remember, guys, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera. And Who's Zach? Out.